Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, and also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind. And our Tuesday edition, always brought to you by our man Bill Overend. Bill, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We are doing well, and certainly looking forward to the report today. Sounds like Mother Nature was once again, I guess, okay. Is that safe to say?
There was a little bit of sprinkles out there, but the thunderstorm limerick that I composed in case we had a rain out last night will just have to wait for another day.
Okay. Well, now I kind of want to hear it, but we'll have to hang on to that. All right, Bill.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, so I'm not sure we have time.
Last
night out at Holland Park, we had two teams vying for a championship and four teams trying to stay alive. Up first, Machine Pitch was their final championship game last night, and Johnson Benefits Group won the Machine Pitch Championship, triumphing over the mighty Boswell Insurance 14-7. The Blue Dogs proved to be an offensive juggernaut and got off to an early lead in the game thanks to some great hitting from Braylon Harper and Aiden Williams, who were both 4-for-4. Bryce Johnson was 3-for-4 with a double. Hudson Sears was 3-for-3 with 3 runs scored, and Walker Poole recorded his second home run in the past 2 games. Matias Daza, Quinn for the win, Walraven, and Jack Hitman Ewing all put the ball in play consistently to advance the runners. Defensively, Johnson Benefits Group had its best game of the season. Scoring Walter Miller played a monster game at first, and Braylon the Bulldog Harper was all over the field making plays from the shortstop position. Will Ryan had a clutch throw from third base to second for the final out of the game. Boswell Insurance came into this game as the number one seed, led by the outstanding coach Rich Steem, and deserved a ton of credit for their heads-up defensive play and base running and their consistent hitting all season long. Boswell was led defensively in the game by Colton Carty, who was 2-for-4 and scored twice, Carson Thiem, who was 3-for-3, Charlie Wilson, Brady Coley, and Jace Maddox, who were also all 2-for-3. Congratulations to both Boswell Insurance and Johnson Benefits Groups on a spectacular season, and to Johnson Benefits Group for winning the tournament. Moving on to AAA. So AAA and Majors last night were in elimination games in, I guess, what they call the consolation bracket now instead of the loser's bracket. So first up was AAA. First American and Carson Plumbing squared off in the final elimination game. Carson Plumbing came out swinging and took an 11-0 lead after just one inning. Carson Plumbing got big hits from Henry Scruggs, Damian Washington, and Jackson Dennis. The First American would claw their way back, scoring 6 runs in the bottom of the first and another 8 runs in the bottom of the second. Carson would score 2 more in the third, but with great pitching from J.B. Rogers and good defense from all of his teammates, First American held on to record the 14-13 victory. Colton Gibbons led First American at the plate, going 2-for-2 with a single and a clutch double. Gibbons ended the night with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Jalen Big Poppy Clark also had a big night at the plate with a walk and 3 RBIs. With the win, First American moves on to play Zaxby's Wednesday night in the championship game. Finally, Major League, Northeast Sales versus Chase Park. Athens Little League has had its fair share of incredible games between these two teams over the year. This is a rivalry going back to the early 2000s at least. Last night's game ranks right up there with the very best of them. This was an elimination game, so both teams' seasons were on the line. Northeast Sales had a potent lineup all season, and this game was no different. Jonathan Ranson led off the game with a hit and scored on Peyton Dalmage's double. Om Patel drove in Peyton, and there we have it. Northeast Sales has a 2-0 lead. But Chase Park came roaring back in the bottom of the first with an RBI hit from Charlie Doster and James Holland and took a 3-2 lead. They picked up another in the second when Tayo Watanabe scored after doubling. So now it's 4-2 Chase Park. At the top of the third, Northeast Sales Jonathan Ransom started the trouble with his second hit. Jose Torres walked, and Peyton Talmadge doubled them both in and then scored on an errant throw to put Northeast Sales back on top 5-4. Chase Park scratched out two more in the bottom of the third on a rally sparked by James Holland's double to take a 6-5 lead. No worries, though. Northeast Tales reclaimed the lead in the top of the fourth on a Nixon Roberts walk, Ransom's third hit of the game, and a Jose Torres triple. So now we're 8-6 Northeast Sales, and that looked like they were on a roll. Penn Bush hit a scorcher that Chase Park's second baseman James Holland snared to double off a runner, keeping the margin at two runs. By now, you probably expect that Chase Park came back, and if that's what you thought, you'd be right. Walter Heckenberg and Charlie Doster both got base hits. Walter scored on a James Holland ground out, and Charlie scored on a perfectly executed bunt by Charlie Walton, and so now we're tied at 8-8. More of the same in the fifth. Both teams scored two more runs, but going into the sixth, tied at 10-10. Northeast Sales' own Patel hit a slicing liner down the right field that looked like a sure triple when it left his bat at the top of the sixth. But Bryson Ray made a diving catch out in right field to get out number one. Tyo Watanabe struck out the next hitter, and we're one out away from going to the bottom of the sixth tied. But the Northeast Sales hitters kept pecking away, one base runner at a time. They scored two, and Ransom was once again in the thick of it with his fifth base hit of the night. So now we're looking at 12-10 Northeast Sales going to the bottom of the sixth. Chase Park put together a rally built on the patience at the plate. Bryson Ray continued his great play with another base on balls, and so we have a 2-1 rally for Chase Park. Tied at 12-12 when James Holland came to the plate with the bases loaded. He smashed a line drive that looked like the game winner, but Northeast Sales' Crawford Grove made an incredible play at first base to retire the side. So we're into extra innings. The top of the seventh, Northeast Sales' Peyton Talmadge and Ben Bush walked and scored. Chase Park's Charlie Doster came on in the relief to put out the fire. And this was his first ever pitching performance, but we went to the bottom of the seventh trailing 14-12. With two outs, Malone Overend hit a shot down the third baseline with a runner on second, but Northeast Sales Ricky Chastain miraculously kept in the infield for a single. Runners on the corners, Boone Presnell singled in Lucas Stutz, and we have a one-run game. Two batters later, Walker Heckenberg came up with the bases loaded. He was down to his last strike and hit a sharp liner to right field. Overend scored to tie it, and Boone Presnell, running hard all the way, scored from second to win it for Chase Park 15-14. And with that win, they advanced to play Synovus on Wednesday at 7:30. I did a little interview with Coach Dave Barbie on the field, and he had this to say. Both teams played their hearts out. In all the years I've been coaching Little League Baseball, this is one of the very best games I've ever seen. All the players on both teams contributed to their team's efforts. Either team would have been a worthy victor in this game. The intensity of effort on both sides is what Little League Baseball is all about. This game was great competition and great sportsmanship by both teams. It was doubly fun to be in a game like this against Northeast Sales and manager Palmer Bush. We always have great games. All around, it was a great night at the park. Thus saith Coach Barbie. And that, gentlemen, is the Little League report for Tuesday. No games tonight, so we'll have something special for you tomorrow morning, and then hopefully our final games of the season will be Wednesday night out at Holland Park.
Excellent, Bill. Great job, as always. We do appreciate it. And maybe it'll be 2019. We'll have to hear that limerick. So we'll just hang on to that.
I'll save it right here on the hard drive for you guys.
Thanks for doing a great job all season, Bill. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks you guys for all you do. We appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you. Bill Overend with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.